Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
For the Birds is a nighttime sound, light and video installation taking place in a small wooded area high above Brighton.
For the Birds has been described as an immersive walk through a wild avian landscape. The show consists of up to 30 different sound and light installations that we've spread out over a route of around 2 kilometres. So as the audience walk around the site, they come across various different sound and light installations which celebrate birds. So one of the unique things about the show that we've liked to put forward is that we have a lot of separate pieces which are actually quite small, intimate works, but added together they actually create a large landscape composition. As you move around the site, sometimes you'll find yourself by yourself and then you might turn around a corner and be with a crowd experiencing something quite magical. In this space, we've got a series of far-reaching views, quite closed forest canopy, open sites, a dew pond, and lovely forest rides. So you get a sense of different spaces. We talk about this as a borrowed landscape, and so rather than having to create an elaborate theatre stage setting, we just use nature as the thing that we celebrate our backdrop to our work. I'm hoping that the audience response to this piece will allow people to take away a sense of wonder and joy of that we felt as we've been creating the work. So obviously we're trying, as artists, that's what we're trying to get over to people. But also the whole experience of walking in the dark, which is something that not all of us feel comfortable with or give ourselves permission to do, because sometimes the darkness between the trees is possibly a little bit more scary than the trees themselves. But also I want people to feel that sense of togetherness and conviviality, and the way that people are drawn together to come and experience something communally, which is something that's rarely occurs, and it's actually really, you know, a rare and beautiful thing to find it in this day and age, that we come together as groups of people to experience the same thing.
Yeah, for the Birds. You were saying, Rebecca, that you think there are some tickets left for it?
I think the later slots, most days, there were certainly, last time I looked yesterday, there were tickets, but you do need to book yourself in.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And we were talking about this last week and mentioned that there has been a degree of controversy around it, because there was a petition that was started up for its environmental impact.
It's spring, it's the woods, people are concerned.
So. Yeah, yeah. And the Brighton Festival have actually issued a very, very comprehensive statement, which you can see on their website, brightonfestival.org. So if you go to For the Birds, you can click on it. And just kind of to reassure people, I think, really, they said they've undertaken environmental assessments of the area and located the installations accordingly to prevent disturbance of habitats. They've had all the correct permissions for the use of location, and they've controlled the sound and light levels through a bespoke low voltage LEDs and low volume localized sound installations.
Yeah, I have to say, when I'm standing just outside the woods, yeah, showing people in and out, you can't hear or see anything from a few hundred metres away. I mean, I don't know how near you have to be. You've been through it. So.
I have, yeah. And they've also commissioned an additional survey from an independent expert. So I think they've got all the bases covered. So I know that people did have concerns about that. So hopefully to reassure you about that.
Yeah, and you can see
one.
Full details of that statement on the festival's website.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.